Loz, I'll tell you who else is coming to Clarkie's 40th, surely. Robbie Slater.
Yeah, he's on the invite list.
You're late.
Definitely. Robbie's welcome.
G'day,
we
Robbie.
Need a chin up bar, though, if Robbie's coming.
Are you coming to Clarkie's 40th?
40th? No, I don't go to 40th. Probably going to do 50th or 60th. And by the way, you're late. You're extremely late.
We're late. Yeah. Oh,
we had the great man Campese on, David Campese.
Well, that's no excuse, mate. In lockdown, things need to be in order, right? There's things to do in lockdown.
Well, I tell you, just on that row, Robbie, talking about things to do, what about former Formula One boss Bernie Eccleston? Now, he's 89. Mm-hmm. He's about to become a father for the fourth time.
Gosh.
Wow. Mm. He's became a father for the fourth time 6 years ago.
Yeah, so
he's left his run late.
Yeah, well, he's got a daughter that's 65, incredible. Deborah.
Hang on.
Tamara's 35 and Petra's 31.
Birth?
But he's up again, the big Bernie. Wow. He's done all right for himself.
How old?
89.
Now, this might...
No way, surely.
Oh, no, that's extraordinary. And listen, this might be inappropriate for breakfast radio, but did you do it naturally?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out because it just came up on Fox Sports and I'm just Googling it now, but he's 90 in October. Mm. So he already has three daughters. But he's 90 in October.
We'll get Bernie on and ask him on Monday.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
Get Bernie
but it's on. That's unbelievable.
Can I ask how young, well, the age of the mother? Not that that.
No, well.
Terribly important.
I'm guessing maybe 35, 40. It right. doesn't say, but I'm just looking at the pictures.
Well, I'll make the statement because none of you ditherers are going to say it. He's punching above his weight.
You reckon?
Yeah, but, look, the obvious thing to say is congratulations.
Yeah, well done to him. Mm. If you've still got it in you, good on you.
Yeah, good on him. Each to their own.
Now, tips for the weekend, Robbie. You've done your form. What have you come up with?
Well, listen, you guys can dribble on all you want on breakfast TV, but the simple fact is that the only live sport is in Belarus. And I'm with Laurie, actually. Laurie, after doing absolutely no investigation at all, I actually agree with you that it's the Belarusian league.
It is the Belarusian.
Well, I've made no investigation into it. I haven't researched it at all, but I'm kind of agreeing with you because I sort of woke up this morning and I went, Belarusian? But it's called, the country is Belarus. So therefore, it seems logical that it's Belarusian.
Well, I think it sounds a lot better. It rolls off the tongue a lot easier. Belarusian than Belarusian.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It does.
So what do you reckon, Gerard?
Belarusian.
Yeah, you reckon Belarusian, Clarkie? This is a vote.
Couldn't
this
care less.
On the panel.
This is Australia. Belarusian.
Either or.
So what
as long as my
consensus on the
win,
panel,
I'm happy.
I want to vote on the panel. We've got Laurie Belarusian, Gerard Belarusian.
Yeah, Belarusian for me.
Rolls off the tongue easy.
It's not. It's not Russian. I'm not with Middo. It's definitely not Russian.
Think about it, Loza, when
there's
I
no
think
Russian
about it.
About it.
The best part about this segment so far is Robbie was accusing us of dribbling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I'm actually going to go back on what I said because when I think about it, Laurie does mix with the likes of Dean Ritchie, so I'll go with Belarusian.
Oh, come on, Robbie.
Is that harsh?
That's harsh.
Gee,
that's
what,
harsh.
Even the
I haven't been mixing with Bulldog. I don't know where he's been the last couple of weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what, he hasn't been to the Dribblers. I miss the Dribblers.
Did we get your tip yet?
Yeah, okay, so let's get into the Belarusian Premier League. I've got four games for you. This is their third game. Of course, they've played two games now, which we tipped on last week. And it is interesting to note that Bartley and Dinamo Minsk, the favourites, along with Dinamo Brest, but Bartley and Dinamo Minsk have a 0-2, so they lost their opening two games, which is a surprise. So I'm going to go for Dinamo Minsk. We're playing against Torpedo Belay. And I'm going to go for a quick 2-1 if you want. Now, Bartley are playing Rue Brest. I've got them winning. Both those two teams, as I said, lost their opening game. So I'm going for those two to win. Dinamo Brest are the champions. They won last week their first game. They're playing Slavia Mozia, as Laurie knows. They're the ones that toppled Bate last week, which was a massive surprise. So I've got... Anyway, Dinamo Brest, the champions, to keep winning and beat Slavia Mozia. And the last game I've got is actually the big one of the weekend in respect to the table, because they're both on top with two wins from two. It's Minsk, who won the Minsk Derby last week, up against Energetic VGU. And I've got that one going down as a draw. And they are your tips from the Belarusian Premier League for this weekend.
Who do you reckon will score first for Dynamo Minsk?
Danilo.
Who? Yeah, say that again.
He's their Brazilian. Danilo.
Oh, right. Okay, sweet.
He has done his homework, Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danilo get the first goal. Brazilian attacking midfielder. He's due a goal. Get all over him.
Okay, beautiful right, stuff.
When's Clarkie's 40th?
April 2 next year.
Yesterday, well,
we
next
still,
year.
We might be still in bleeding lockdown.
Hey? By the sounds of this party, I hope we are. It's going to cost me a fortune.
Hey, if it's costing you a fortune, it means you've got plenty of money.
Robbie.
Hey, listen, I've been there, son. Two ex-wives I've got. They were both here yesterday in lockdown. Can you believe
I'm catching you.
Oh, jeez.
Two ex-wives and the four kids in lockdown. I swear to God, I broke rules and I just went out. I walked straight out the door.
For good reason.
For good reason. All right, Truth.
The $1,000 fine's the least of your concerns with two ex-wives.
Exactly. That was a lot more than $1,000, I can tell you.
Have a great weekend, mate.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fantastic. Can't wait to see you.
On you, mate.